Okay.
Thank you. Summer?
Summer. Yeah. I'm of both minds. I think it's nice to do positive things with board members to bring them together and do that at the beginning. I also know, in fact, we spent a lot of time on development at the Berkeley meeting. We not only had Goalbusters come in and do a presentation on Monday that was like 2 hours long, but George moved to have 2 hours on Saturday. We completely moved other things off of our agenda. So we, in fact, spent 4 hours in development discussions without any of them really. Not that they weren't good, but I feel what Tracy's saying also in terms of things which are good as workshops but not necessarily get you through the business that has to be accomplished when you bring everyone together, especially if there's a lot to be done. I think I'm going to amend my own suggestion, which is I think I want to bring my real estate legal matters probably on Friday afternoon. Andy doesn't have 4 hours worth of legal updates for us. This will be legal stuff. This way, if there are any questions, if anyone says, oh, I want to hear what general counsel says too, because I don't want to leave it till the last minute either. I think it's really important to deal with what's going on in some of these, you know, the matters at our stations that are in motion right now are at the top of our priority list of things that have to be addressed. So I think, you know, if we blocked out those 4 hours, I'm concerned about the things that need to get covered of, you know, a really critical business nature, obviously. So I'm open to, you know, what Friday morning looks like. I get that we need to have some open session regardless in order to at least have officers pro tem. I do not agree with waiting until the end of the weekend to feed officers either. I think that's supposed to be done, like I said, on my first year on the board, it was done later that afternoon. It was just done. But I think that, you know, we need to decide on whether the morning is, you know, 2 hours of open session or 4 hours of open session. That's kind of what I'm hearing here. Are we doing a workshop and an orientation from our attorney and seating officers pro tem and doing all of that in that first 4 hours of the day? Or are we shortening it up and just, say, having a shortened orientation? And, you know, because, you know, here's the other thing. It's like electing people's wives, electing officers pro tem, and then electing permanent officers, if you take too long on, you know, you're kind of doing the same event twice. So we want to expedite all the things that are procedural. We're spending a lot of money. The meeting time is kind of short, and there's a ton of work for us to get through, I think. So, and we still don't know what's going to come back in terms of maybe other things that have to be in closed session. So, I don't know. I'm open-minded, but I think it needs to be really tight for the morning to make it productive. Of course, you know, hopefully everyone arrives on time on Thursday night and everybody's there Friday morning also. So, Teresa, do you have feedback on what you think of doing it on Friday versus doing it later after we've accomplished more business, and whether you do it at the front end or somewhere later on in the, what do you think?
Teresa? Can't hear you, Teresa.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you very much for asking me. My apologies to Tracy. You're absolutely right. We did bring in the Goalbusters, and you're absolutely correct. So I was in error in making that statement. But I remember one time, maybe it was not this past one, but this time before, we were supposed to do development, and people, there were only about four people at the table, as if it was an option.
Yeah.
And I would really like to set to get off on the right foot with people understanding that it is critical that every board member think of development and we all get on the same page rather than the circular firing squad, that we all turn and face the same direction together. What is the best way to get them to do that? I'm afraid that if we start with legal or if we start with picking officers, before we do that, then people will be thinking factions or politically rather than in the best interest of the foundation. I'm trying to think of how to get off on the best foot forward.
Okay, let me ask a question too. Let me ask another question related to this. Is we obviously need financial updates for everybody. Do people need to get financial updates before whatever you're going to talk about related to the leases, the real estate?
Yeah, we'll have to cover finance.
And how long will
that
take?
That's the other thing, we need to cover some on Friday, of course.
Okay,
I
so
mean,
I'm assuming a couple hours for financial updates. Is that reasonable?
I'm sorry?
Assuming maybe a couple of hours for financial updates and Q&A? possibly more. I don't know how
much time. I think we're probably going to need the entire afternoon session for legal if we do the real estate things as well. You know, we've done sometimes just have a couple of hours in executive session on the weekend mornings also. That's possible as long as we have the bulk of the day in open session, you know. And it's just how we divvy it up. I mean, from what I'm hearing from Teresa, you know, is that it would be nice to do this, you know, orientation of what it's like to be a board that works together for your foundation. And Andy on fiduciary responsibilities and seating of pro tem officers. That to me feels like the whole morning session. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? By the time everybody gets done with questions, I don't feel like that's going to be less than the whole morning session. So I think if we want to do legal, real estate, updates on legal, all that type of stuff in the afternoon, maybe we want to schedule 2 hours for finance on, like, Saturday morning then. Because I don't think it's realistic to think we'll get through all of that and financial matters as well. So maybe we want to do, like, you know, the first part early and then go to public session, you know, because I know the public likes to have the bulk of the weekend, you know, mm-hmm. session.
Well, my question was,
that's the crazy people, for the staff.
Well, we do finances on Monday. You know, the other thing, you know, guys, we could do finances on Monday in closed session. You know, the closed session part of it, you know, could be done Monday, so we still leave most of Saturday and Sunday intact for open session. That might actually work because, you know, it's the lawyer who's going to be there on Monday, too. So we haven't done that before, but it's possible.
Okay, my question is, I'm just trying to repeat my question, was do we need to get, for the real estate session, do people need to know the finances first? Is that important?
It depends on various factors. I mean, that's why we've often done finances and legal on the same day, which I like, but then you have to spend more time in closed session. So we go back to how do we structure the morning. I mean, I'd be fine if we spent 6 hours in closed session, right? And we did 2 hours in the morning on finance and then moved to legal in the afternoon. That would suit me just fine. But it doesn't suit the having a public session that is, like, also orientation and the more friendly aspects of, and I get you want to do that with new board members before you sort of freak them out about, like, what your financial and legal situations are, so.
Can we have some participation here, please?
Campbell, I just asked her a question, and I'm letting her answer.
I know, but I mean, it's just a dialogue.
Okay, well.
I mean, there's more than two people on this call.
I apologize, Campbell. I just asked my same question twice. That was it. But go ahead. You want to speak?
Okay. And Tracy for the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Campbell.
The stack.
And then Tracy.
And Mia.
Okay.
And Mia.
Okay.
Okay. First off, we're in financial crisis, and it seems as though the finances of this foundation get kicked to the curb, and we do not need a narrative so much as we need an explanation, a clear-cut explanation that doesn't go into talking about who are the good guys and who are the bad guys. And that's the kind of thing that we've gotten for the past several years. And it hasn't helped us out at all. We need a serious financial presentation with regard to the status of this foundation. Second thing, if you're going to be talking about development, and especially institutional kinds of development, at some point we have to talk about accountability and responsibility. There have been several occasions that certainly Joni Eisenberg and, as I understand, several other folks have been able to get grants for Pacifica, and what's happened is that Pacifica has not known really, apparently, what to do besides cash the check. And performance is expected in regard to the things that are in a proposal that are claimed that we're going to be able to do. And people need to have an understanding of this and need to be able to engage us in a serious fashion. What was mentioned, I believe it was in 2009, and the presentation that was provided then in Los Angeles, I think was an outstanding one that went into particulars about virtually every facet of fiduciary responsibility and the role that people have to play in a foundation such as Pacifica. So I would trust that we would be able to go into that with some facilitation by someone who's not a part of Pacifica expressly, but who has taken time to learn something about the presentation for Pacifica. It would be nice also during the course of this meeting if the notion of strategic planning were to be introduced in a fashion such that there could be some meaningfulness to it. What's taken place in the past in regard to Pacifica's engagement of strategic planning has really been, I would say, not very serious. That's the most charitable term that I can provide for it. And so those are three things: a serious financial presentation of our status and where we're going and how we're going to get that, what we're doing in terms of implementing the recovery plan, that sort of thing I think would be important. Secondly, going into responsibilities, including with the notion of development and seeking grants and the execution and implementation of grants, and thirdly, a broader strategic plan. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Tracy, and then Nia?
Okay. Well, sadly, let's see, this will be my ninth consecutive PNB meeting. So for whatever it's worth, what I learned from the last eight, I really think that we need to be cognizant of the fact that we're spending the foundation's money and it doesn't have that much of it. And we need to be cognizant of the fact that people hate it when we go into closed session. It upsets the hell out of them. And that's probably just the human paranoia that whatever's going on is more juicy than what they get to see. I don't know. But people hate it when we spend the whole meeting in closed session. It drives them crazy. And part of what we also need to do is hear from folks in New York, which we will, but that's part of the reason that we move these things around from one place to the other and spend all of this money. And, you know, these meetings always go really fast. When they start, my feeling is it's going to go on forever, and then you get to the end and you didn't get to half the things that you should have gotten to, and it becomes this rushed, crazy thing. So what I want to say in short is I think whatever we do in closed session, we should do as expeditiously as possible, and it should be business-focused. And if we can get a great deal of the legal and real estate, the contractual matters, any personnel matters we have pending, any of that out of the way on the first day, that will be better for everyone and everything concerned, and we'll have a more purposeful and successful meeting rather than if we basically backload all of the heavy and intense stuff later on, then we end up rushed, we end up running long hours, we end up pissing people off because we never come out of closed session. We have done this over and over and over again. So while I do think that it's nice to set a harmonious tone, we have to realize that this is a business meeting. That's why we're here. Listeners have paid for us to come and do these things. They want us to deal with these things. They also want us to be available to listen to them. And I really think that if the best possible tone that we can get off on is to get into the room in closed session and get through as much significant weighty stuff as we possibly can, and then come out, and then we can do workshops, and then we can bond, and then we can listen to the public, and we won't be doing it with all the stuff that we're not doing hanging over our heads, and we won't be basically shoving the public out of the room so we can get back to closed session because we've got to sign a contract, or we've got to deal with a personnel matter, or we have legal settlements we have to deal with that we haven't touched with 10-foot pole, and we can't leave until we do. People have to catch planes and all that hysteria that we normally go through. Let's not do that. Let's expeditiously go at the business that we have so the meeting gets less stressful as it goes on, not more stressful as it goes on. That's my 2 cents for what it's worth.
Okay, thank you. Nia?
How much more time are we going to spend on this? Are we going to craft the first day's agenda? But what are we doing? Because I really don't like to repeat myself, and now we're repeating ourselves.
I'm not sure what you're asking exactly.
Where are we now?
Well, I guess we're skipping around. We're not just covering the first day, but we need discussion is where to put different things in the agenda. And I have a suggestion, but...
Summer. Can I be on Skype?
Yeah, but did you want to say anything else on that, Nia? Or have a suggestion?
No.
I mean, all these meetings in person and teleconference, it's leadership. I mean, what do we do? We need some kind of structure. So I'm just thinking, where are we here? Because it is now 10 o'clock, and I don't know where we are.
I'm hoping we're going to wrapping this up, this discussion, at least on Friday, and maybe the rest of the stuff will fall in place. Let me make a comment, too, and it kind of relates to what Tracy was talking about in the executive sessions.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Okay, sorry. I think Tracy made some good points about shoving the public out. One of the problems I know that's really irritating is when we start in an executive session on any day, and then we never know how long it's going to go. And so people hang around for an hour or two or three not knowing when we're finished. And, you know, I remember a few meetings we had executive sessions in the evening. And I know we're talking about breaking for dinner and not doing anything after that. Would it make sense on at least one day to have break for dinner a little earlier and then come back and have an executive session? And it can go as long as needed, or at least till people get worn out. And at least we wouldn't be having the public wait on us. Is that worth considering?
This is Nia. I strongly support that. Let's go until, you know, midnight, 1, 2 o'clock East Coast time. I think that's a wonderful idea.
Especially since you and I won't be there.
Just so you guys can see how it's supposed to be up that time of the morning.
Well, comments, anybody? Anybody else?
This is Summer.
Okay, you're next anyway.
Go ahead. Anybody else first? I just what I said earlier is I'd be happy to do it. I don't mind, but we seem to have had very mixed results in the last two meetings on evening sessions in terms of attendance and people simply peeling away and not coming back, particularly when the food is not served at the site. So I like the sound of it from utilizing time, but it seems to have been logistically difficult to get people back in the meeting and when they go someplace else. So. There was a lot of complaining about that as well, with people, you know, basically saying you're keeping us up late working and wanting us to start in the morning. I mean, I kind of want to cut to the chase here. I suggest we do open session on Friday morning from 9 a.m. till when we break at, like, say, you know, maybe we break at noon on Friday. I don't know. Okay, so we have a longer afternoon session, but it seems like we're really dancing around here. I don't think we're in a resolution tonight. I think we're in closed session in the afternoon. We did reception Friday night. We're not hanging up the public about any open session in the afternoon. You know, that's all us for a good chunk of time. And I think we should be looking at open session on Saturday and Sunday and closed on Monday. I think we should put public comment in the afternoon on Saturday and Sunday like we've done in the past. If we're going to have open session on Friday, put a half hour in the morning there and do, you know, whether a half hour or an hour, but after we come back from lunch is when the public comment should be. If we're going to do an affiliates call-in, you know, I like the affiliates call-in. It's good to hear from them, but I think Tracy's point also, like, everything should be kept very tight, that's all, you know, so that we get through as much of the business as possible. But I think we should just rough out the sketches here because I don't think we're going to come to concurrence this evening on every last detail. You know, maybe we want to give it one last chew next week at the board meeting. I don't know.
Okay. This is Tracy with a quick comment.
Okay, and that kind of almost sounded like a motion for a draft agenda, but go ahead, Tracy.
Yeah, that was a motion for a draft agenda, Bill, because I just want to get on with it. I think we need to pencil in the hours of what's open, what's closed, when we're eating, and when people are going to do public comment, the things that involve everybody else, and then we can sort of sketch in the finality over the next week.
Teresa for the stack.
Okay, Tracy, and then Teresa.
Okay. I like what Summer just laid out. The only thing that I'm going to kind of throw in there is that for the Monday morning executive session, we should, when you, Summer, are planning that out, I just think you should be careful about what, you know, what needs to be covered in the Friday session in order to inform what is going to happen on Saturday and Sunday and what things can wait till Monday.
Okay. And I think, you know, also hearing back feedback like from the other committee as to what time it may need, that's going to factor in because that would be executive session stuff. And we have the consideration, like, are there any board members that are going to leave early on Monday? Because conceivably, if that committee, you know what I mean, that committee would have to be factored in, and we don't even know yet, like,
right. In other words, I think we can definitely do some closed session content on Monday, and it makes sense because nobody cares and the public will be sort of over us, but not all closed content session is appropriate for Monday. So just, you know, use your head about, you know, what needs to happen on Friday and what can be postponed. That's all. But otherwise, I approve and I support the motion and all that, Jeff.
Thank you. Okay, well, I think if it's okay with everybody, I'll kind of front-load the stuff that has to do with all legal updates relative to Andy, real estate matters relative to New York, if D.C. is still having issues, D.C., and finances. And, of course, the open session part of finances, you know, conceivably we could cover a little chunk of that in the Friday morning, an open report on the financial, all the issues that don't involve confidential things that could just be in open session to get those things done on Friday so they're part of, you know, informing our decisions over Saturday and Sunday. So I can work on that from that perspective, I think.
Okay. I have a question, Bill.
Hey, actually, Teresa was next on this stack, and then Nia, and then Lydia. Teresa?
Okay. I would still like to have Dina Colbert's presentation on Monday, but if necessary, I'd say, how about we have Dina's presentation first thing Saturday morning in an open session so LSB members can attend if they like and basically have it as a board training and open the first 2 hours of Saturday morning. And golly, I hope everybody is expected to attend.
Yeah, I support that.
Okay. Sleep in.
Summer back on track with that modification.
Okay.
Put me back around afterwards. Okay.
Yeah, Nia, Lydia, and Summer. Go ahead, Nia.
Okay. I thought I heard Summer say for Saturday that she would do an open session and an executive session in the afternoon. That's my first question. Was that what you said, Summer?
No, I would never do executive session on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. Of course not, Nia.
So Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Just Friday because fewer public members.
Okay. Because you said open session on Friday, executive session in the afternoon. And Tracy said, I agree with Summer, we do executive session in the morning. But that was not what you said. That's why I'm saying that maybe, Bill, we should jot down, let's do the hours. Let's do from 9 to 12, open session and orientation. 12 to 1:30 or 2, lunch, and then 2 to 6, executive session. Can we please do that?
Well, that's what I wanted to come back around, actually, because with Teresa's modification, I had a suggestion modification to my own schedule there. So, yes,
okay.
I agree with you, Nia, actually looking at it. So, come back around
okay.
to me, Bill.
Okay, week. Lydia?
I support what Nia just said, because I thought that's what was discussed. I don't think it's Monday is like a great time to do that because people start leaving, Teresa. So I think we should do it on an open session on Friday. So I think that I support Nia's thing. But also, do we decide when we are doing the officer and committee? Is that Saturday or Sunday?
We haven't decided. Do you want to make a proposal?
It sounds like Saturday based on what Summer just laid out, but why don't you do it Saturday? Because
that would be my suggestion.
Saturday.
And I think if we're doing the, what I'm going to say is in relation to what Teresa had said, I would shorten the open session on Friday morning because if we're going to do the 2-hour presentation, mm-hmm. which I think more people can participate if it's on Saturday, and right. I think it would be helpful to local board members too, I would support putting that 2 hours on Saturday morning, right? And then we could follow that with the officers' elections and the committee elections. I would propose that for Friday then, that what we do, people's energy flags if we have too long a session, like after lunch, at any time. You know, I mean, people can only hack about 4 hours at a stretch without a break. I think that we should do open session for 2 hours Friday morning, 9 to 11.
Starting one time.
And that way we can have an orientation from Andy on fiduciary responsibilities. We get like a beginning orientation for new board members, which is different than the kind of orientation that Dean is going to do. And we can do the pro tem elections and have a half hour public comment if people show up on Friday morning, okay? And then that gives us an opportunity, I would say, if we go for a 1 o'clock lunch break, what I was saying about doing a later lunch so we could run a little later on our afternoon session, is we go from like 11 to 1 in closed session if that's needed. And then that way we could get financial, legal, like we do kind of 5 to 6 hours between the little bit of morning and the whole chunk of afternoon. And we should be able, frankly, I think, to kick through just about like most of all the legal, financial, real estate type things that we would need to get out of the way to inform the rest of what we're doing. And by moving that 2 hours of open session training from Friday morning to Saturday morning, that sort of frees that up so we can get, you know, the rest of executive session done on Friday that might be relevant at the front end of the meeting when
right.
we have very low public attendance. That would be my suggestion. And then the rest of Saturday and Sunday, to the greatest extent possible, just keep an open session with our afternoon public comment time, our call-ins, and then, yes, figure out what's appropriate for Monday morning. And it depends, again, the committee, if there are people to be interviewed, if there are things to be done or resumes to be read or stuff, you know, I mean, stuff relative to that, maybe that goes to Monday morning, unless we think it's going to be this huge, you know, leaving of people, in which case that needs to be considered for Sunday Sunday evening. And again, what part of it's just the dinner considerations of sending people away and bringing them back again. So that's my suggestion. 9 to 11 opens on Friday, 11 to 1 close, break from like, you know, 1 to 2:30, come back into close and stay there until like 6:30. And then we break for our 7 p.m. reception, Bob Fast movie, saying hello to the New York people, sort of, you know, our welcome to New York again in the public evening. And then Saturday, we do that training in the morning, officer elections, committee elections, break for lunch, come back in the afternoon, public comment, affiliate call-in, and then start going through motions to get as much off the agenda between, you know, Saturday the afternoon late through most of Sunday. That would be my proposed
Okay, I'm not sure if Camel was able to get all that. That was pretty fast.
I can send that
sketch
out, Bill, if nobody got it down in terms of...
Yeah, could you do that? That'd be great. And then we have Lydia's next on the stack. Yeah, we kind of skipped her. Go ahead, Lydia.
Thank you. So I just wanted to say it would really be useful for you guys to map off the draft based on tonight's input. And then we can all just finalize it so it has the housekeeping good seal of approval next Tuesday since we're meeting anyway.
That would be great. Okay, I'll catch up the hours. I'll send them to you, Bill. Okay,
yeah,
and you
guys are great
for us. Okay,
sounds
cool.
Good. I just wanted to mention also by the time the PMB meets next Tuesday, we have a better sense from the search committee.
Lydia. That's what I was thinking, is that, you know, they may need totally different parameters on executive session or whatever. So,
yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, awesome. Okay, good. Okay, thank you, everybody. Have a good evening. Did we say anything? Are we adjourned? I think it works good here. Do we have anything else?
Okay, Sunday, we have leftover things on our agenda that... And we may have additional committee reports, obviously EDCFO, I don't know what else. So it doesn't look like we'll start on that till Sunday. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, what's on Sunday?
Well, the committee reports and motions that, you know, some of them have been languishing on the agenda for some time, and we may have some additional ones that come up here.
Thinking is we should try to clear off as much of our, you know, the detritus poor agenda that's been sitting around for so long. I mean, I would love to get a fresh agenda for the new year, you know? So, yeah, that's what I was thinking is we have the officer elections, the committee assignments, all of that, and try to get that out of the way before Saturday's entirely over, and just from there go straight into committee reports and start trying to get things off the agenda and make them go, you know, one way or another. Decide what we're doing with things, get rid of them, put new things up, like get through some bunch of the stuff that's been on the agenda forever and try to get through as much as we can Sunday.
Okay. My question is that we'll put that on Sunday. Anybody else want to comment on that?
Well, this is Tracy. Yeah, I'll comment. I mean, basically, once we do the orientation Saturday morning, we get through officer elections, committees, and some public comment. At that point, we go right into the rest of the open agenda, which starts with committee reports and motions, and I think we pretty much go with that until the end of the day on Sunday, and then Monday back into closed. So, theoretically, we could, if we are quick, be working on committee reports with motions attached by Saturday afternoon, and maybe even into the motions that didn't come from committee's part, which is the part of the agenda that we never touch, on Sunday, maybe.
Yeah, maybe we get to that. Forgot, obviously, I have to do some sort of a I'm wearing all these hats at the same time, and I'll do a report, I guess, on Saturday morning. That's normally where we put it, okay, for, you know, chair, IED.
Yeah.
Non-CFO, et cetera. And we should put the affiliates in some place. That can be either Saturday or Sunday. I think we did it Sunday at the last meeting. It doesn't, you know, either spot is somewhere in the afternoon. But I agree with you, Tracy. I think we'll be able to get to the agenda with committee reports by Saturday afternoon. And it would be nice if we spent most of Sunday just getting through that stuff on the agenda, I think.
Let me ask another question. You know, we used to not carve out an hour specifically for the affiliate call-in. Do we need that still? at every in-person meeting?
I don't know. I mean, I feel really tight on our timing. To me, it's sort of like public comment. These things are good, and they're part of who we are. It's when we come together, and I think it's helpful for the board to keep in mind the fact that we have, like, 200 affiliates, you know, all these great radio stations, and to hear from these people is wonderful. I don't know that it's always the best use of an hour of our in-person time when we've flown everybody in when the meeting is running really short. So, you know, let me talk to Ursula. But, I mean, I think it's important to the affiliates. You know, maybe we want to do a half hour call.
Well, let me get it. What I was getting at, what I was thinking is that, you know, they're phoning in. We could even do that on a telephone meeting, possibly.
I know. I'm thinking
and
I
just hate, what we don't need to do is we end up not finishing even getting close to the end of the agenda a lot of times, the in-person meeting. And so I want to maximize the time available to do the things we really need to do in person.
Well, and on another note with that, I didn't want to bring it up because the personnel manual has gone through all these chewings and is going to go through one final brush through the last HR. If this is ready to be voted on, we might want to chew on that on Monday morning in closed session. I mean, our need to get policies passed around here and have them get done is imperative to this organization's health. So we might want to spend, again, it depends on what the committee comes back with the search and whether or not time needs to be allocated, whether that's realistic at this meeting. But I wouldn't be opposed to spending part of Monday morning in closed session, you know, going over the revised personnel manual and see if we can get that passed so that we have current policies. That would be most
Teresa for the stack.
So, and I'm open, Bill, to everything else you're saying in terms of, you know, just utilizing our time as effectively as possible.
Okay, thank you. Right, Teresa?
Teresa for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Summer, very recently I heard you say something about how you were preparing something about payola and plugola. You know, about 2 years ago, we heard a presentation, I think it was perhaps Kriegler that went around and gave that presentation. You shouldn't have to start at scratch in giving that presentation. I think anybody like Dwayne should be able to give you the documentation so you don't have to recreate that. And I forgot what my other point was. But incidentally, yes, we are. In fact, on the affiliate task force meeting, we are taking calls. We had the general manager of a station in the Virgin Islands on last month, and unfortunately, we did not tape it because of some confusion as to whether there was going to be taping of task forces anymore. But it was very informative. So I think it would be I think it's very useful to have them on and. Some of the innovations that they're doing, like this station in Virgin Islands, it's all very, very local. I mean, they are strictly adhering to their concept of community. They want community coverage, and they don't want just things piped in for them. So thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So, Summer, are you going to be able to write up all this, the different days you were suggesting and what we were talking about, the draft agenda, and get it to me?
Yeah, I'll plug those things in. And just to address what Teresa said, actually what I'm working on right now is the FCC policy regarding indecency and obscenity. I haven't gotten to Pergola and Payola yet, but I am working closely with Kriegler. Dwayne, actually, everyone has very kindly sent me everything that existed already, and Mr. Kriegler updated based on what's going on now. And the policy that I'm working on is the management policy in terms of that implementation of what's come from Kriegler. And then next we're going to deal with, you know, an update in Pergola and Payola and other things that have FCC implications. But I will. I haven't been reinventing the wheel. I've merely been updating what people have and also seeing where it intersects with labor law and, you know, dealing with the unions, all the ways it affects people when I enforce these things and, you know, when we actually implement policies. But, been very helpful at supplying anything that already exists in the network, and Texas was a place where Kriegler gave a good presentation on this.
My point, if you could send me a draft or whatever, just the list, and I'll try to plug it into a draft agenda, and then we can send it out to all the PNB.
Thank you, Bill.
Or this committee first,
the,
I guess.
Outline, okay?
Yeah,
I'll just send
first,
it to you.
Please.
You can send it to the committee, and then we can, you know, finish fleshing it out when we get feedback from the other committee for next week's PNB, I think.
Okay, thank you. So, anybody else want to comment on suggestions for the in-person meeting agenda?
Hello?
Yeah, Lydia?
Sorry. This is Lydia to the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that, I mean, I love hearing from the affiliates, but if we run out of time, we should be able to do those on the phone calls because they're not there in person. I mean, it's a phone piped in thing, and we've lost time just connecting and waiting for the call in and all of that. It seems to take an inordinate amount of time, and I think that we don't have a sense of the enormity of some of the big ticket items that we're having to grapple with at this meeting that we didn't at the previous meeting. So I think we need to remain flexible. But my feeling would be that we schedule it for our next phone meeting for the listening to the affiliates.
Okay, thank you. One question I'm not sure, I think we kind of briefly touched on, but I wasn't sure if we got in at a spot in there. The development task force discussion that we wanted to do in Berkeley and it got pushed off and then we never did it, have we decided where to try to put that in there?
Bill, this is Summer.
Yeah, Summer.
I think going back to what Tracy said at the beginning of the call, we actually did 4 hours of development talk at Berkeley. It didn't get pushed off. We had 2 hours in open session with George, that George, you know, moved in on the agenda on Saturday. And then we did 2 hours of Goldbusters in closed session on Monday. I'm of the opinion, quite frankly, not that we don't need to focus more on development.
It was the development task force.
Raise money. But I think that if we're going to do, like, a two-hour training with someone on working better as a board, that's probably what we can afford to fit in as an actual, like, training aspect of this, and probably the rest of it has to be. There's so much business going on right now in the network and so many things that have to be decided and voted upon that I think probably we should stick to trying to getting through as many of them. Like, you know, if I had to choose, frankly, between development and passing an updated personnel handbook, I'd go for the personnel handbook because it's going to help us in preventing litigation and is something that's almost finished. So I would probably support just getting through the agenda and not scheduling more of that into this particular meeting. That's just me based on how much time we spent at the last meeting and where it's gone. I think focusing particular individuals from working on development, like board members who have some expertise in that area, I think that would be very useful for the organization, and certainly getting board members as a whole focused on, you know, what their roles and duties are would be helpful. But that's just, I mean, I'm open to suggestion, but that's kind of what I think in terms of what happens.
Okay, before. All right. And one other question I forgot about, too. If we're going to not have an evening session, well, of course, the PMA might decide to add one if we need more. You need more time for executive session. I don't know,
yeah,
possibly. But
totally.
We want to try to start before earlier than 9? Is it possible to get people there before 9? At least some days.
I don't know if it's realistic if we have breakfast between 8 and 9 and actually expect and say we expect you in the meeting hall by 9. You know, sitting down and being counted. I like it when we do a little
breakfast earlier.
Kind of disappointed the last 2 meetings in sort of how hard it was to get everybody back when they went outside. So
most people are used to getting to work before 9 o'clock.
Start meeting at 9.
Sorry, I keep muting and unmuting myself. Most people are used to getting to work before 9, and if we have breakfast before 8, I mean, I don't know. It's up to. I'm not going to be there.
If we want to try and schedule breakfast between 7 and 8, and start the meeting at 8, so that we have everybody. I'd be open to that.
Well,
why not?
That's
breakfast
what I'm asking.
From 7 to 8, and the meeting starts at 8, how do other people feel
because
about
we usually
that?
Have evening sessions, and it sounds like we're not going to
do
that
that's
this time.
True. In which case, we should break for lunch at noon, 4 hours again, okay? Be back by 1:30 so we can, you know, have a longer afternoon. But
well, the rest of you think?
This is Nia.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I even tried to suggest it's 8 o'clock before, and people were averse to it. But, you know, most, when I belonged to Urban Bankers Coalition, we used to start, I think Campbell was part of that years ago,
sure.
Too. We started, like, between 8 and 8:30. And I just happened to, I went with Bridget to the AICPA conference. And they were down, they started at 8 o'clock. They had breakfast between 7 and 8 o'clock. And after that, if you're not there, then just tell me. You, that's it. You're on your own. I think all this money is being paid, and we should get started. I mean, folks hang out the night before they get drunk. They can't get to the meeting. I mean, to me, that's not acceptable. They're right in the hotel, the majority of them. You should be able to start between 8 and 8:30.
Is this Summer, Bill?
Okay, let me see if anybody
after
else
Lydia.
Wants to speak.
Lydia.
Okay, Lydia?
Yeah, and the only thing is that when we've had, like, meetings in L.A., right, and those of us who are not staying at the hotels, we can't just roll out of bed and go downstairs. We end up in rush hour traffic, and at least on the Friday and Monday, and traveling a distance. So it just takes longer. I don't think 8 is realistic. I mean, out of mind, I'm a early morning person, so, but I think it's going to be a challenge for the New York directors.
Is that every day or just Friday and Monday?
Well, I don't know, but we can discuss it on Monday, and let's just take a vote. We can propose it, certainly, but I if it were me, when you're in that signal area, you have to, you know, drive, and it just simply takes longer.
This is Tracy. I have appointment information.
Yeah, before we get back to you, Summer, let's get some other people. Go ahead, Tracy.
Yeah. We're going to discuss this on what, Monday or Tuesday?
I'm on Tuesday.
What Tuesday?
Next Tuesday.
What's happening next Tuesday?
Oh, you dropped off the call, I think. We're going to have a PNB meeting a week from tomorrow.
Oh. there's a finance committee meeting scheduled that night. We'll need to be canceled.
Not anymore.
We'll have to work around that. It seemed like it was a meeting every day just about next week of some committee or another.
What's happening next Wednesday?
Well,
various
some
LSB
of the LSBs outlets, are meeting, I think.
Various LSBs meetings. Oh, I wish you guys had consulted me about that. Okay.
I suggested Monday because it's the frat, which is smaller and easier to move. But
yeah, I mean, it's going to be a little problematic in some ways, but I guess I can discuss that privately. But okay, if that's what you guys decided.
Well,
I just didn't see anything on the calendar, so I didn't know what you were talking about.
I don't care if we want to change it. We need to decide it now.
You want to do it Monday? I don't care one way or the other, Monday or Tuesday, I mean, frankly.
Okay, if you don't care, then let's just leave it at Tuesday and move on.
Well, I think Tracy cares, so I mean, if, I mean,
oh,
we
well,
can do it Monday, too.
Oh, that was Summer?
Okay. Oh, no, it's Summer. No, I'm saying I don't, I mean, I'm open to Monday. I don't think the frat has to meet on Monday either. What's your assessment, Tracy? I mean, you're on both of those committees.
This is what my assessment would be. I think for a number of the LSB treasurers, I'm not going to try to speak for all of them, but for a number of them, they are concerned. We had some deadlines for stuff we hoped that we could look at by that date, and I think that canceling the meeting will not go over that well. For the frat, unless I'm missing something, the frat meeting can be fairly fast, and I think we might be able to perhaps either move it up to a little bit earlier before the PNB, or even if absolutely necessary afterwards, because I think that we basically just need to meet to ratify one thing, because everything else was pretty much dealt with on the last call. So
I tend to agree with Tracy serving on the frat, that I think a lot of stuff, like things we've been chewing on frat, are moving on to the next level where frat doesn't have to chew on them right now. So, and I hadn't thought about all your treasures on the finance committee, but that makes a lot of sense, actually. So
Okay. So I'd like to move from Lydia.
Okay, yeah. Lydia, go ahead.
That's what I do.
Yeah, if we all
agree
to Monday.
Okay. Hold on. Everyone at a time. Okay. Lydia's moving that we move the PNB meeting to Monday. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Is there any objections? Hearing none, then we'll do that. And
can you post it right away so it's the full?
Yeah.
I'll contact Ken and the frat people. I'm on the frat also, and let them know.
Do you want me to post it, Bill?
Yeah. Go ahead, Nia. Thank you.
You want me to post it?
Yeah.
You want
me to
post the PNB meeting?
Yes,
at 8:30?
Yeah.
And executive session at 10:30?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think we could potentially, like I said, we could have the frat either earlier on Monday, or if necessary, we could maybe, you know, do it on some other day that week.
Yeah, okay. Frat can work that out. Okay.
Yeah, we'll work something out.
Sounds good.
It's 10:30. Should we adjourn?
Let me just ask real quick.
I wanted to follow back on that the morning issue.
Okay, be brief,
please. I agree if everybody's staying in the hotel that we could start earlier, but I think Lydia's point about people traveling, I've always pointed out that the local directors are usually late to meetings, regardless of which city we meet in, because they have to travel. That's not really fair to them. So unless we're going to put all the local directors up in the hotel, which if people have to travel a distance would be totally reasonable, I think probably Lydia's right that starting earlier will mean even fewer people are on time if they're local. So maybe let's just stick with our schedule. And really insist that people get on time, you know, be there on time, get back from lunch on time, and just utilize the time as effectively as we can. If we decide we can add in an evening session one night because we need it, I think that would be good, but I don't know, unless everyone stays at the hotel. If they stayed at the hotel, I'd be fine with it. I'd say eat your breakfast between 7 and 8. Meeting starts at 8. That's certainly been the meetings that start at 8, too, if everyone's there, but I think her point is probably very valid, frankly. So I think we should adjourn
well,
tonight.
Well, do we need to let the local people stay in the hotel? And I don't want to hold up the whole PMD meeting for them to arrive.
We have never done that.
I'm just saying, if they're traveling from their homes, then we should probably just stick with starting at 9 a.m., okay? They can get there at 8 to eat if they want to, but I'd say we leave it at that for tonight at least, okay? And I'll send out at least the rough sketch that we discussed tonight to you, Bill, okay?
Okay, and you know, it's possible the PMB might decide it that day. I mean, we start at 9 o'clock the first day.
Yeah.
And everybody could decide then when to meet the next day, Saturday and Sunday.
That's true, too. Yeah.
Okay. All right, anything else we need to talk about tonight?
I'll notice it and all that.
Yeah.
No, let's go. Goodbye.
And I guess this is the last coordinating committee meeting, folks, for this year, so.
Oh, how sad. God. Yeah. Okay, goodbye.
And I will say goodbye to everybody.
Thanks,
goodbye.
Everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate all your cooperation. We're adjourned. Good night.